Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast on Today FM. It is Shelley Gray in for Alison. Now, if you're looking for something lovely to do with the whole family today, pack them all into the car and head to the gorgeous West Cork. The iconic Irish Yogurts Clonakilty Street Carnival, it takes place today and it's celebrating its 10th anniversary as well. So it's a delight right now to be joined by its ambassador, former Irish and Munster star, British and Irish Lion as well, Simon Zeebo. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to talk to you.
So, Simon, tell us what happens at the Clonakilty Street Carnival and why did you want to get involved?
Firstly, Irish Yogurts are great. Irish family-owned business. We're big fans of it here in my household. And the carnival, the street carnival, it's been going on now 10 years. It's a fantastic family-friendly event and there'll be loads of street food vendors and activities for kids. And it's basically just a celebration of Clonakilty and Irish yogurts and a great day out for families and kids. Yeah. So looking forward to going down there and having a bit of crack and hopefully the weather is good too. So,
and I see lots of live music as well on the lineup. Of course, Clonakilty is synonymous with live music. I think we've all had a good night in the bars at some stage.
Yeah, it's a great town. Very vibrant town. So sums it up. Yeah, exactly. It'll be a great old day.
And you have four kids, Jacob, Sophia, Noah and Isabella. Will they all be heading along with you today?
They will. They will. They'll all be down there getting their face paint, putting on their costumes, having the crack, having lots of food and ice creams, no doubt. And maybe a little trip to the beach afterwards. But they love going down to Clonakilty and we spend a lot of our time there during the summer in particular. And it's there's always a great buzz, great atmosphere down there. There's great food and bars. So plenty to do. So they'll be with me, hanging off me, no doubt. It'll be good fun. They're all looking forward to it.
And tell us, are they taking after you? Is rugby now a big thing in the whole family?
It is. It is. Yeah. It's just my youngest who doesn't play. She's only four. But my two boys and my daughter, who's nine, they're all playing it and they love it. They play up in Cork Con here, my local club and where I grew up playing the game. And they're rugby mad at the moment.
And you're okay with that? You're encouraging it?
Yeah. I was humming and hawing at the start. When they decided to play rugby, I wanted them to play tennis or golf or something, non-contact sport, but they love it. And their favourite part of the game is the contact and getting stuck in, beating defenders, tackling people. So they really love it. So yeah, any reservations I may have had have been quashed fairly lively. Yeah, they're in their element when they're up above playing.
And how about you? So you mentioned golf there. I feel all the retired rugby players are playing golf and doing podcasts. Have you gotten into any other sports since you retired?
I do play a little bit of golf. I play my local course here a little bit in Black Rock. And my kids actually are picking up pitch and putt. That's the rave at the moment. But a little bit of golf and a little bit of paddle. Yeah, there's some new courts down below in Black Rock and near the Marina Market. I've a few ex-rugby players play as well, Peter O'Mahony and one or two others. So we have a few games of paddle, a bit of golf and some five-a-side soccer to keep the legs going during the week. Yeah, so we're busy enough. We're active still.
You've definitely not slowed down since you retired, particularly when it comes to rugby punditry. And it's safe to say you have become one of the most entertaining pundits on TV. No filter at all, it would seem. What is the angriest text or phone call that you've gotten since you've started it?
Oh, the angriest one. There's been a good few messages sent my way. Some Leinster fans, some English fans, some... Yeah, you're like, you'd always get some message. None stand out in particular, but... The slagging and the jokes go both ways, but you just try and be as honest as you can and If you can have a little bit of fun along the way, then all the better. So it's entertainment at the end of the day, you know, and you want to give your insight, you want to be funny and entertaining and show your personality as much as you can. But the main thing is being honest and giving your two cents. Having retired recently, we still know so much about the game and what people are trying to do. So it's about mixing it all together, and hopefully people like it, which they seem to do at the moment. Yeah.
Okay, so not too much awkwardness. Good, good. Speak your truth. Given the week that's in it, it would be remiss of me not to mention the brilliant James Lowe, a big character, just a good time on and off the pitch, it would seem, and a huge smile on the pitch as well, no more than yourself. As somebody who has made big career moves like yourself in the past, what was your reaction when you heard the news?
Yeah, you know, you'd probably feel for James a bit. He wanted to stay, and he'd been, you know, a great signing for Leinster over the years and Ireland as well. But the reality of it is it's a business at the end of the day, and he's getting on his year in years. He's probably, you know, not in the prime he once was. And, you know, there's a lot of young talent coming through in Leinster as well. And that's just the way it goes. That's professional sport. So he probably would have preferred the send off and, you know, an extra year or year or two playing. But it just wasn't to be. So it's a shame for him personally. But yeah, the show goes on, as they say.
Oh, he'll be sorely missed. Right. So the Irish Yogurt Clonakilty Street Carnival happening today. Get down there with the whole family. You are in for a proper treat by the sounds of it. And Simon Zeebo, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. And have a brilliant day there yourself with the whole family.
Thank you so much, Shelley. My pleasure. Thanks a million.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.